USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The five voters in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire have had their say. Three write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg, one vote for Mayor Pete, and one vote for Bernie Sanders. The midnight voting, a 60-year-old tradition. President Trump in town for a Keep America Great rally. Thousands of people standing in line for hours and hours in the cold rain and snow, holding umbrellas. The president trying to reach voters across the state.
From Nashua to Dixville, from Portsmouth to Plymouth, from Concord to Claremont, and from Meredith to right here in Manchester, we stand on the shoulders of red-blooded American patriots who poured out their heart, sweat, and soul to secure our liberty and defend our freedom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
An update now on the spreading coronavirus. Reports of at least 24 Americans infected with the virus on board a Princess cruise ship quarantined in Yokohama, Japan. More than 100 people reportedly suffering from the coronavirus on board that ship. The very latest now on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there is a $1.55 price difference between the high and the low average across the country.
The nation's lowest average prices can be found in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.04, followed by Louisiana at $2.06, and Oklahoma State at $2.07 per gallon. The nation's priciest gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3.59 per gallon, followed by California at $3.54, and Washington State at $3.10 per gallon.
DeHaan tells us thousands of stations are selling product below $2 per gallon.
That's the highest amount of stations in nearly a year.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Four Chinese hackers under arrest in connection with the Equifax breach. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Four Chinese military hackers are being indicted in connection with a major cybercrime in the United States.
This was one of the largest data breaches in history. It came to light in the summer of 2017 when Equifax announced the theft.
Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters that the scale of the crime was staggering. He calls it a deliberate and sweeping intrusion into the private information of the American people.
But invaded the privacy of many millions of Americans and imposed substantial costs and burdens on them.
The hack compromised the personal data of over 150 million Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A new abortion rights bill in Rhode Island. Details now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Reverend Richard Bucci of Sacred Heart Church in West Warwick, Rhode Island, says lawmakers who voted in favor of the Reproductive Privacy Act will no longer be allowed to take communion, witness marriages, or serve as godparents. The bill would put the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision into Rhode Island law. Rhode Island lawmakers already feeling the impact. One state senator says he can no longer be his niece's godfather. Another one says she was forbidden from giving a eulogy at a relative's funeral. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.